For you, let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or whenever you choose to send them. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artists. On air, online, and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
And what a night to be alive it is. Hello, my darlings. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Ash. Usually we are on a couple of hours later, but all the important radio people are having chic holidays all around the world, so they bumped me up a couple of hours. Yep. With me in studio is my beautiful producer, Draco. Hello, my love.
Hello.
We have got an amazing show for you planned. I mean, every show is amazing, but tonight, another great one. It's Throwback Thursday, which means tonight's Ash London Live Top 5 is all throwbacks. Have you got any ideas, producer Draco?
Oh, I'm maybe feeling some old school R&B.
Yes, we love R&B.
That's always a jam.
Well, we've got Amy Shark, who sings that track Adore, with us tonight, guest co-hosting our top five. So hopefully she's got some great ideas. Plus, we're giving away Little Mix tickets on the hashtag Fist Pump for Little Mix. Get involved on Twitter. More going off after 7 o'clock. But now, an Australian artist, Starly, she's from Sydney. Ryan Ryback is a Melbourne producer. He's done a remix of Call On Me, and it kicks us off on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
Everyone knows James Corden's carpool karaoke. It's pretty much, it's the thing that has put him on the international stage.
Yeah.
Side note, if you've never seen Gavin and Stacey, it's an English comedy from probably like, I'm going to say 10 years ago.
10 years, yeah, at least.
That James Corden wrote and starred in alongside Ruth Jones. It's only 3 seasons. It is my favourite show of all time.
Ever.
I love it. His character, Smiffy, plays like the best mate who just wears polo shirts all day and eats lots of Indian takeaway. He's just so funny. It's such an incredible, funny, joyous show. You can get it on Netflix. I don't know how we got there. That's right. James Corden, carpool karaoke. Okay. So he's had heaps of different ones so far. We've had like, what, Mariah Carey did one.
Yeah. Madonna just last
Madonna
week.
Madonna just did one. Justin Bieber, One Direction. They're like, I love them because it's such a great insight into the artists when they're really relaxed and they sing along to their own music and you get to hear stories about the songs that they've done. And from growing up, today I watched all 15 minutes of James's carpool karaoke with Bruno Mars. Did you hear me laughing out loud?
Yeah, and I looked over and James Corden was wearing a gold sequin hat and I was like, oh God.
It's amazing. So they sing heaps of different songs, old Bruno Mars songs and new ones. They do Versace on the Floor, which is that like sexy slow jam.
Yeah, we love that one.
But they talk about the beginnings for Bruno Mars and when he decided that he wanted to become a star.
When did you first know I want to perform and this is what I want to do?
4 years old, I was impersonating Elvis Presley in my dad's
the front door.
Rock and roll, 1950s review in Waikiki.
But what songs did you do at four?
Born through a party at the Canuck Jam.
How good's his voice?
I know, so cool.
I did some Googling and I found a photo of Bruno Mars at the age of 4 dressed up as Elvis.
I think I've seen this. Is he in a little white outfit?
This is a blue one.
Oh, so cute.
His parents pretty much made him like into a professional little singer from the age of 4. I don't think he went to high school. Like,
really?
From what I can tell, he was just like full-time in Waikiki doing, you know, Elvis impersonating.
Elvis, yeah.
It obviously turned out well for him. He's got 14 Grammy nominations, a couple of wins. Some of his videos have like 500 million views on YouTube. Bruno Mars are doing okay, education or no education. For everybody else, though, stay in school.
Stay in school.
School is cool. All right. You're going to hear Uptown Funk. Not Uptown Funk. What's the new one called?
24K Magic.
Side note. They sing Uptown Funk in the carpool karaoke and it reminded me how amazing that song is.
Should we tweet the video?
We should. Oh, can we do that? Should we tweet a video from another show?
Yeah, it's a TV show. We're a radio
show. 2016, let's be honest. I think they probably get better ratings than us anyway. It's okay. Heaps of good stuff when we return, including we're going to be giving away those Little Mix tickets, so make sure you use the hashtag Fist Bump for Little Mix.
On air now. Ash London Live.
Carrie, now most people come to Australia and they're like, you know, hold a koala.
maybe, I don't know, have some Sydney coffee.
Right.
You jump out of an aeroplane.
That's how we roll.
That's how Carrie does it.
I did the koala thing the last trip, so I felt like the next logical step was to
just jump out of an airplane 15,000 feet.
I don't know what's next.
I would imagine that there are people, there's like insurance things you need to tick off. Your like tour manager was probably on the verge of a mental breakdown.
No,
or
was
everyone cool?
He's shaking his head no. He's good.
There's a fist bump there.
There was like, I think like extra like life insurance and stuff that you could like go for at the place.
Yeah. It seemed like you were the ringleader though. From the video that I saw, everyone else was like, and you were like, let's do it.
No, I, we've like talked kind of about it, I guess. I mean, like everyone does. Like, would you, what would you do? And I just said we should do that. And then other people were like, okay. So then like the group grew and it ended up being 18 of us.
That's amazing.
That went. And then I think the fact that we had so many people, it was like nobody was going to back out. And then I started like posting about it like we were going to do it. So I was like, I can't back out now because I've like put it out into the world that I'm going to do it.
Especially if 17 other people do it. And at the last minute, you're like, you know what?
Never mind.
I'm going to sit this one out.
And it was my idea.
The ringleader just shocked everything. I'll go live. I'll just watch you guys.
Right.
And then they come down, you're sipping a cocktail.
Yeah.
You're coming off 92 of your own shows.
Yeah.
It's not like you've had 2 years off to lie by the pool and just like chill out. And then you're like, Keithy, I'll come to Australia.
Right.
Like,
it's been a busy year. But this was too good of an opportunity to pass up. We were going to come here earlier in the year. And then when we started working on the fighter with Keith, we learned that he was going to come here. So it was like, why not just make it like a super,
super trip. Thing.
Super
and
tour.
You guys are friends now and it's perfect.
Yeah. And I've been on tour with him before.
Yeah.
So I, you know, kind of knew what to expect and knew that his group was just easy to be around. So it's all good.
And for me, I obviously have never gone on tour because I don't sing, but I go on holidays with people.
Right.
And sometimes you think you really like someone. You're like, you'll be a great travel buddy.
Right.
And 3 days into your trip to Indonesia, you want to kill them and everything you hear them breathe and you're like... The way they breathe is so annoying.
We don't spend that much time together. I mean, we both have lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I only see him.
He's skydiving to do. He's got planes to jump out of.
Yeah.
I get it.
Got things to do.
And you've been performing the fighter live. How's the reception been from Aussie fans?
It's been really great. I mean, this is the first time we've ever performed it in front of people, has been on this trip. And it's so much fun to like hear the song start and then hear the crowd scream. Like,
totally.
They're excited to hear it. Rather than we're kind of starting introducing a new song to people, and it's like, well, that was, they can like it by the end of it. It's like there's that excitement at the beginning of the song.
Absolutely. And what does Christmas look like in your household? What's the plan?
A lot of travel, more travel. You know, our families, my husband's from Canada and I'm from Oklahoma, so we're not anywhere near either one of our families. So we'll travel to see them. And just kind of eat and just be merry.
I can't imagine you'd be wearing that gorgeous tight little dress over Christmas. I
probably
imagine you
not.
In track
I've already
pants.
Started. I feel like I've started my holiday vacation being here. I've eaten my way through Australia.
Yeah. Carrie, thank you so much for hanging out with
thank
us today.
You.
It was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Same here.
Ash, London Live.
Today, Rolling Stone over in the USA. I mean, let's be honest. Rolling Stone are probably... the most official voice of music journalist in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They've got cred. Everyone knows Rolling Stone for decades and decades. Today, they released their top 20 R&B albums of 2016. And I was really interested to read this because I'm not a huge R&B fan, but I love myself some R&B. So I had a look and I thought, oh, this is a really cool mix of interesting R&B. And it really showed just how much it has evolved over the years to become something really interesting that we have now. So I'm going to take you guys through their top five. So this is their picks, not my picks. I do love quite a lot of them, though. Coming in at number five, Alicia Keys' new album Here. This is a really great album. It goes really along with this whole thing that she's doing around her identity and wearing less makeup and leaving her hair to be natural. It's a political album, but it's a personal album. She's just doing her. It's something we say around here, you do you. This is Alicia doing her. I guess the big track of it is Blended Families. Coming in at number four is a really interesting band. They're a duo. I believe they're African and they're also from the UK. So they're kind of like they've lived around the place.
Yeah.
There's lots of African influences in his music. The band are called Blood Orange. The album is Freetown. Really interesting collaborations on this one. Carly Rae Jepsen's in there, as well as Debbie Harry. Bless you, producer Jacko. Great sneeze. The track is Best to You. Highly recommend you listen to that album. It's really great background music. It's like doesn't take too much of your attention away. It's not too lyric heavy. It's really, really beautiful, interesting music. Coming in at number three is one of the Knowles sisters, as in one of Beyonce's sisters, Solange. Her album Seat at the Table had people all over the world absolutely frothing. There's kind of a neo-soul thing happening here. Yes, it's R&B, but there's a lot of soul influence in it. She is Beyonce's younger sister. She is also a bit of a fashion icon. She always looks amazing. She is. She always looks really interesting. And she's really like separated herself from Beyonce. Like Beyonce definitely does like the main brands and the bling and the tight and the booty. But Solange is like a bit more chill about it. The album is Seat at the Table, but I love this track, Cranes in the Sky. Yeah, it's a bit soul and that kind of like that offbeat piano. Yeah. I love me some Solange. Frank Ocean was coming in at number two. We hadn't heard from him for 4 years after Channel Orange kind of blew up all over the world and put Frank on the map with his really unique style of R&B. Features from Kanye and Beyonce on this album, Blonde. One of the biggest tracks of it is Pink and White. I always feel like I could go swimming inside Frank Ocean's music. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like it's, to me, it feels like deep liquid that you can just swim in because it's really textured and kind of covered. No?
Okay.
Maybe it's just a weird visual thing I have when I listen to his music. Yeah. I really, really love it. So the big question is, who had the biggest R&B album of the year according to Rolling Stone producer Draco? Any guesses?
Was it Yeezy?
It wasn't Yeezy. I guess that's more hip-hop. Also, Life of Pablo's a bit trip.
Chance the Rapper.
No. What if I said it is a sibling of one of the people with already
Beyonce.
Heard. There we go. So Beyonce surprised us all with Lemonade. Not only did she drop the album, but she dropped all of the visuals to it as well. It was pretty much a feature-length film. Powerful, beautiful, colorful, political, personal, spiritual. It had the relationship stuff in there with Jay-Z. The album was Lemonade, but arguably the biggest track of it was Formation. What a year it's been in 2016 for incredible R&B music and for all kinds of music. We've been very, very lucky. One guy that's just dropped an amazing one. It's missed out on the list, but still the number one album in the United States. Talking about The Weeknd. He's teamed up with Daft Punk for this one. What a beautiful song. I feel it coming on Ash London. Ash London Live.